That time, I didn't put the actual threat paint close enough to the wall, and so it hit it and it pushed it over a little bit.
So she made points by making it into the region it was supposed to be in, but the shark fell over, so she didn't make as many points as she could have. So speed does...
Eighth grader Jaden Perry ran a robot through one of its missions. As team coach and high school math teacher Joyce Metza narrated the action. Metza explained that the students compete against other teams by programming robots through a series of tasks.
They're presented with different missions that they're supposed to program their robot to accomplish. They're not given any design criteria. They have to come up with the robot's design and all the implement design. They have to write their own programs. They have to do a report to judges on it. They have to do an independent research project. And they also have to do an open-ended problem, immediate problem-solving activity when they're in competition.
The team, called the Petersburg Vikings, had 3 eighth graders, 1 seventh grader, and 1 sixth grader. They made the trip to Juneau December 10th for the Juneau First Lego League Jamboree. FIRST stands for Inspiration and Recognition in Science and Technology. Team came in 17th out of 26 teams. The missions are farm chores involving mechanized animals. Sometimes programs are successful, other times the robots fail at their tasks, as 8th grader Liam Demko showed.
So that one didn't get us as many points because you want to try to get 2 of one type, like color.
Metza is new to the district this year and coached a robotics team at her last job in Metlakatla. She highlighted the importance of the program.
But we really want to thank the school board for sponsoring the travel to Juneau. There is so much learning that goes on here. You know, I've been in this profession for many, many years, and I got to tell you, this is probably the best opportunity for kids to learn how to solve problems in an open-ended way. Put it on a beehive and release the honey with the bee on the hive. So we'll see if that... And he had it working like 100%, but he can get the bee...
Hey.
The bee's got to stay on the hive. It's a lot harder than
the robotics team was added to the district's activities program this year, and it fills a niche for an extracurricular activity that doesn't center around a sport. Metza was not paid a coaching stipend, and the students raised money to pay the entrance fee for that competition. Superintendent Erica Clute-Painter said that Metza wrote a grant for the program and the equipment, and the district only paid for the cost of travel, hotel, and per diem for the trip. Principal Rick Dormer told the board he thought that team could be self-sustaining in the future because of grant money. While a competitive team at the middle school level is new this year, Dormer explained that robotics as a teaching tool is not.
Mrs. Toland and Mr. Sullivan maybe do some of this robotics in the elementary school, and now we Mr. Brock has taught a robotics class for years where they do the basics of that. Maybe you've seen that at a board presentation. And now we have this competitive team, but you can see what they're doing. And there were many more kids involved there. Some of the kids, there were almost twice that many, but, you know, just kind of coming and going. They couldn't quite do it all the way through to competition. But we're involved in that. And then the high school has been doing some programming.
In the high school, MacTech students this year have been learning on a remote-controlled baseball that rolls through the hallways and an electronic mouse that runs through a maze. Robotics have been an elective class in the middle school for a decade, and students in that class also gave a presentation to the school board last spring. And in the elementary school, students there started up a robotics club this year as well. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.